This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. With a new year a few days away, tonight's first song is the new year's standard, Auld Lang Syne, performed by 4Play. FM and WCWP.org. Michael Brecker covering Pat Metheny Group's Song for Bilbao from Tales from the Hudson in 1996, an album that won Grammys for Best Jazz Instrumental Album, Individual or Group, and Best Jazz Instrumental Solo, thanks to the last track, Cabin Fever. Song for Bilbao had Pat's blessing as he reprised his guitar synth from the original live version on Travels in 1983. Michael was on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Dave Holland on double bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and percussion by Don Elias. Pat Metheny returns next hour with a more recent live performance, and just to clarify, Michael Brecker's Song for Bilbao is studio recording. The Pat Metheny Group original on Travels was live. Now then, before we heard Michael Brecker, we heard 4Play with Auld Lang Syne from Snowbound, which is primarily Christmas music, in 1999. Auld Lang Syne, of course, the New Year's standard, thanks to Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, who popularized it, playing on Guy's live radio and then live TV specials through 1977. Which is the year he died. Guy spent his later years in Freeport here on Long Island, which is why South Grove Street was renamed Guy Lombardo Avenue. North Grove Street is still North Grove Street. I lived on Guy Lombardo Avenue from, I think, 6 months old to 3.5 years old. The 4Play version of Auld Lang Syne had Bob James on keyboards and organ, Larry Carlton on guitar, he'll be back later, Nathan East on bass, he'll be back later, and Harvey Mason on drums. Let's go on to Huge Groove with Get 'em Goin'. That's it. Nothing left. Huge Groove on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Get 'em Goin' from Just Feels Right in 2005. Huge wrote that song and played a lot. Tenor sax, piano, Rhodes piano, Wurlitzer, clavinet, the last thing we heard, and synthesizer. Backing him up, Michael Agisi on Arp Omni 2, Tony Maiden on guitar, Roberto Valli on bass, Michael White on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. He'll be back in the next segment, which leads off with Herb Alpert, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do the playlists from the music streaming services leave you cold?
Visit WCWP.org today.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Herb Alpert wants to know, will I see you again? Yes. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. J. Rowe with his composition Groove Reflections, the title track to an album released on September 10th of this year. Jay was on piano and keyboards, Andy Abel on guitar, Dave Anderson on bass, and Trevor Somerville on drums. Before that, Herb Alpert with Will I See You Again from Catch the Wind, which came out a week after Jay on September 17th. Herb wrote Will I See You Again with Bill Cantos. Herb was on trumpet, Bill on piano, synth strings, and drum programming. Hussein Jiffrey backed them up on acoustic bass. Dave Anderson was on electric, as is Abe Laboriel on this Dan Siegel tune, Looking Up. That's the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Hole in One. From I Told You So, I Told You I'd Shoot a Hole in One, released on January 29th, exactly 11 months ago. 26 years ago, Friday, August 11th, 1995, my grandpa Carmen Shimeri shot a hole in one on the eighth hole of Tarpon Springs Golf Course in Tarpon Springs, Florida. A short drive from his Gulf Front home in Crystal Beach. I was visiting at the time, part of a 2.5-week trip on both coasts and 2 days in Orlando. DLO3's Hole in One was written by Delvon Lamar on organ and Jimmy James on guitar. Grant Schroff was on drums. Before that, Dan Siegel with Looking Up. Looking up at that Hole in One from Far Away Place, which came out on July 30th, 2021, 5 months ago tomorrow. Looking Up was written by Dan, heard on piano, keyboards, and organ. Alan Hines was on guitar, Abe Laboriel on bass, Vinny Colaiuta on drums, and Lenny Castro, heard earlier with Huge Groove, handled percussion. Guitarist Larry Carlton, no stranger to Dan Siegel, returns to lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Larry Carlton, independent of Foreplay, with RCM. I'll tell you what that stands for later. David Benoit on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with So Paulo from Every Step of the Way in 1988. So Paulo, Portuguese for St. Paul, obvious, is the most populous city in Brazil, the Americas, and the Western and Southern Hemispheres, and the fourth largest city by population in the world. Enough of the tourism pitch. David played piano and keyboards on his composition, with additional keyboard playing by Tom Rainier. Dave Valentin was on flute with an intense solo, as usual. Grant Geisman on guitar, Bob Feldman on bass, Tony Morales on drums, the percussion tag team of Luis Conte and Brad Dutz, the trumpet and flugelhorn tag team of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant, and Bill Reichenbach alone on trombone. Before that, guitarist Larry Carlton with RCM from Renegade Gentleman in 1993. The name RCM is a studio in-joke between Larry, the writer, and Terry McMillan on harmonica and percussion. Larry wanted more Ray Charles soul, and Terry said the song sounded more like Ray Charles Manson. RCM. The rest of the personnel on RCM were Matt Rawlings on keyboards and organ, Michael Rhodes on bass, and John Ferraro on drums. Taking us into hour two, one guy playing everything, Kim Pencil with The Doctor Is Out.
This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
On the air,
88.1 FM.
Online,
WCWP.org.
And on the go,
the WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with The Doctor Is Out, and so is the hour, by Kim Pencil from Pencil Sketches No. 1, his debut release in 1988, the same year as David Benoit's Every Step of the Way. And for the record, Kim spells his last name P-E-N-S-Y-L, not C-I-L. Kim did it all on his debut, writing, producing, and performing on piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. I used the intro to The Doctor Is Out for a mock news report project in my sophomore year at LIU Post, then CW Post, in 2001. That's how I was introduced to Dan Cox, our longtime director of broadcasting. He was my professor. Thank you, Dan, for opening the door. Hour two of tonight's Instrumental Invasion begins with a few more 2021 songs, starting with Ray Oviedo and a new take on an old composition of his, Crisscross. It'll make you jump, jump. No, it won't. Crisscross, Ray Oviedo, kicking off hour two of Instrumental Invasion. FM and WCWP.org. Pat Metheny with Bright Size Life. Another new take on an old composition from Side Eye NYC version 1.4, recorded live at Sony Hall in September 2019 and released physically on October 22nd, 2021. The digital release was the same day as J. Rowe's Groove Reflections. Bright Size Life was the title track to Pat's 1976 debut. On Side Eye, he played guitars, bass, and orchestrionic. James Francis was on piano and keyboard, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. Before that, another guitarist, Ray Oviedo, with Crisscross from Latin Jazz Project Volume 2, whose street date was September 24th. 4 weeks before Side Eye's physical release. Ray first wrote Crisscross for his Perfect Crime album in 1989. Playing behind Ray on guitar were Sheila E. with the conga solo, the percussion duo, another one of those, of John Bendich and Carl Perazzo, David K. Matthews on piano and keyboards, plural, Bob Crawford on additional piano, Norbert Stachel on lead flute, Rita Teese on backing flutes, plural, Dave Belove on bass, Paul Van Wageningen on drums, horn arranger Mike Rinta on trombone, Mike Olmos on trumpet, Joe Cohen on sax, and Doug Rowan on baritone sax. Tony Watson Jr. plays tenor sax on this Pieces of a Dream song, In Too Deep. Pieces of a Dream, In Too Deep, with In Too Deep on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The first track on Not Looking Up, but Fired Up, which came out on October 15th, a week before Pat Metheny's physical release of Side Eye NYC version 1.4. In Too Deep was written by David Dyson, who played bass, James Lloyd, piano and keyboards, and Curtis Harmon. Parker Lewis couldn't lose on trumpet, Tony Watson Jr. was on tenor sax, and Curtis Harmon played all other instruments. The next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari only has two songs in it. Ken Navarro goes first when we come back.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., join George Walsh for Knocking on Dylan's Door.
You can set your alarm clock to it.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Ken Navarro with True Stories. Plural.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
True Story, the Ken Navarro composition we heard was True Stories, plural, from, sick of that yet? From Dreaming of Trains in 2010. I was part of WCWP's evening jazz format at that time. For true stories like my grandpa's hole-in-one, Ken was on nylon string, steel string, and electric guitars, along with percussion and any keyboards not played by Jay Rowe, who we heard last hour solo, and Jay was also on piano. Tom Kennedy played acoustic and fretless electric bass with Joel Rosenblatt on drums. 3 years after Ken's Dreaming of Trains album came Silhouette by another guitarist, Chuck Loeb. Track 4 on Silhouette is Appreciation. I appreciate that. Chuck Loeb on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Appreciation from Silhouette in 2013. Written by Chuck, who played guitar. Chuck's Foreplay bandmate, Nathan East, heard at the top of the show with Foreplay, played acoustic bass this time. Chuck's Metro bandmate, Mitchell Foreman, was on piano and keyboards. His Steps Ahead bandmate, Peter Erskine, was on drums. Michael Brecker and Tom Kennedy were also in Steps Ahead with Chuck. We heard them earlier in the show. We heard Michael after Foreplay last hour, and we heard Tom earlier this segment with Ken Navarro. And percussion on Appreciation was by David Charles. David worked with Chuck on many albums, though not in a named band. But the group assembled for Appreciation and a few other Silhouette tracks, tracks 1 to 5 in all, was known as the Appreciation Band. Multi-instrumentalist Vincent Ingala leads off the last segment of this last instrumental invasion with Mike Shamari of 2021. Next.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder? And WCWP.org.
Hello.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Vincent Ingala wants to know, could this be real? Yes. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Willie Bradley with Life on Top from It's My Time, released on July 2nd of this year. That only has 2 days left in it as of midnight. Life on Top was written by Greg Manning, piano and keyboards, and Jeff Kennedy, not Kennedy, on drums. Mo Witsit played additional keyboards, Joe Foster on guitar, Craig Shepard on bass, and of course, Willie Bradley on trumpet and flugelhorn. Before that, Vincent Ingala with Could This Be Real? From Fire and Desire, released on September 17th, the same day as Herb Alpert's Catch the Wind, which also had a musical question that I said yes to, and 4 weeks before Fired Up from Pieces of a Dream. Like Kim Pencil, Vincent wrote the song and played everything, including soprano sax, guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. You know what else came out September 17th? Rise by Lawson Rollins, and no, the title track isn't a cover of Herb Alpert. On Rise, we find Ascension. Lawson Rollins on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with his composition Ascension at the point when Instrumental Invasion is descending from Rise on September 17th. Like Ken Navarro, Lawson played multiple guitars, acoustic, nylon string, and electric, plus keyboards. Charlie Bisharat was on violin and viola, Dan Feisley on bass, and Dave Bryant played drums and percussion. Finally tonight, Paul Taylor on alto sax with Straight to the Point from And Now This, which came out on November 5th. Yeah, the last song is the most recent. It was written by Paul on alto sax, as I said, and Dino Esposito on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Brian Monroney was on guitars. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Straight to the Point by Paul Taylor takes us straight into 2022, give or take 50 hours. So long.